From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A violent attack by masked gunmen in Paris has left a dozen people dead at the offices of a satirical weekly, including the editor. The publication Charlie Hebdo at times has featured caricatures of both Islamist extremists and the Prophet Muhammad. The BBC's Hugh Sykes says part of the violent attack was caught on smartphone video by a person nearby the shooting.
Gunfire recorded on a smartphone looking down at a street from a Paris rooftop. A black car enters the street and seems to be stopped by one figure dressed in black clothes. The footage shows the camera phone image tilting as the man holding it retreats behind a chimney pot. Someone nearby urges him, "Don't move, don't move."
French police say they've identified the three suspects in the case and a nationwide manhunt is underway. However, no arrests have yet been confirmed. French President Francois Hollande is urging his country to stay calm and united in the wake of the assault. Speaking through an interpreter, Hollande said the attack is against the nation itself.
It is the entire republic which has been attacked. The republic is the freedom of expression. The republic is culture, creation, pluralism, democracy. That is what is divided by assassins. It is the idea of justice and peace.
President Obama spoke with the French president, offering U.S. support today and denouncing what he termed an attack on the values we share with the French people, namely universal belief in the freedom of expression. President Obama is touring the country ahead of his State of the Union address. He stopped by Ford's Michigan assembly plant to tout the success of the federal bailout of the auto industry. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports it comes after the auto industry posted its best year in nearly a decade.
The government spent nearly $80 billion to bail out Chrysler and General Motors. On this pre-State of the Union trip, the president made his first stop at a Ford plant. Ford was not rescued by taxpayers. President Obama acknowledged how unpopular the bailout was 5 years ago.
And that bet has paid off for America because the American auto industry is back.
Last month, the government reported it had recouped nearly $71 billion of that $80 billion it spent on the bailouts. The president is expected to spend the rest of the week praising the improved economy, ending on Friday when new unemployment figures come out. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Republicans in the House fell short of getting enough votes today to scale back various financial reforms proposed as part of the 2010 Dodd-Frank bill, the effort failing to garner the two-thirds majority needed to send it on to the Senate. Democrats have accused GOP lawmakers of attempting to chip away at the increased regulatory restrictions put in place following the 2008 financial crisis. Stocks regained some of their lost ground today. The Dow was up 212 points. The Nasdaq rose 57 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. According to the White House, President Obama will veto legislation that would increase his health care law's definition of a full-time worker from 30 hours a week to 40. Republicans say the health care law's 30-hour requirement is encouraging companies to cut workers' hours. However, in a statement issued today, the White House says there's no evidence the law has caused companies to make any broad shift to part-time employment. The House is scheduled to take up the matter this week. New economic figures show prices fell in the European Union last month, sending the inflation rate down below zero. Terry Schultz explains why that situation is not nearly as good as it sounds.
The EU Statistics Agency reports prices in the eurozone fell 0.2% in December compared to the same period last year, and inflation is now negative for the first time in 5 years. The slide is raising fears a period of deflation is starting. That's long-term price cutting, which hinders economic growth. But European Commission spokeswoman Annika Breithart says the EU is optimistic the numbers will improve before long, insisting the situation cannot be termed deflation, at least not yet.
We would like to point out the difference between deflation and temporarily negative headline numbers.
But analysts warn that dropping prices and negative inflation actually cause consumers to spend less, not more, possibly sending economies back into recession. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Some lucky winner may be holding the winning $32 million ticket drawn in a lottery in Puerto Rico last June. However, unless that person comes forward to claim the prize within the next few hours, those millions will be lost. Lottery officials say the lucky ticket was sold at a grocery store in San Juan, but so far no one's claimed the prize. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.